Please, if you would, mention in our prayers that Brother Al and his family as well.
And who?
Brother Al and his family.
Okay.
As well.
Creator God, we come to you now, thankful for this time that we have together, thankful for the safe trip here. I pray that you'll protect us on the way back home. I want to pray a special prayer for Brother Al Franks and for Paul as well, and just for their family. They've got so much going on right now. Pray, Lord, you bless them, give them comfort. Pray you'll be with us as we try to lead camp well. And just pray, God, that we will be faithful to you, and that you'll bless our efforts and just help camp to continue to grow and to get better. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Well, Sean has brought us a nice PowerPoint presentation, and it begins now with training children to be Christian leaders, SLCC.
Okay.
I got it.
So, quick stats for 2019. We served over 1,000 children. We have the largest budget right now that we've ever had in camp history, with $225,000 in our budget. Served over 25,000 meals this year. On track to have over 1,200 kids in 2020. This was our first year to have our summer intern program, and we've acquired 10 new acres that joined camp. So what's ahead? We're looking at expanding activities, expanding the summer intern program, new and exciting menu items, and developing a 5, 10, 15-year program to expand and develop camp. So why are these things important? So as society changes, so the need for summer, and we have to adapt to our changing culture by offering activities that interest kids and are more appealing while maintaining our core values and our core Christian principles and teaching. And so why do we change? Well, to become effective and spread the gospel, we've got to reach out to people on their level. Christ didn't go and tell everybody they had to come to the synagogue that was a center and learn about. He went to them. Christ went to where they were. Christ went to the places where the people were, instead of trying to bring them to him. And so we've got to kind of meet kids in that area and show some things that are going to be of interest to them to get them there. And lastly, how can we help? Well, always donate, volunteer, and of course, spread the word. So just a quick look at some of the upgrades we did this year at camp. The RV hookups, the purchase of two campers, an addition of RV amenities for the campground. Pool replastering is in progress right now. Painting the pool to reduce the algae growth during the summer to provide children with a smoother and safer surface. This requires draining the pool and completely stripping all paint and debris, then a careful chemical cleaning to remove any algae in the concrete and etch the concrete to allow the new paint to adhere to the surface better. New cabin renovation. This is a routine maintenance to remediate a construction oversight in our newest cabin. The complete process, which it will not allow moisture to enter the ceiling and then cause mildew and moisture problems. Come a long way. This just shows where we were 3 years ago as into where we are now. This is a before and after. And lastly, just how can you help? Again, donate, volunteer, and serve. Any questions?
Well, the idea of that is certainly true. About food.
Yes.
And I know the tender work that you did in regard to that must have been some kind of detail to it. Can you share a little more in regard to the chemical usage that you had and how much maybe was required to do it?
Doing a double power washing, which you got to understand, we're getting to power wash that 1 inch at a time. So you get to do one line of one inch wide all the way down with a power washer.
Okay.
Using the muriatic, 1-to-1 muriatic to water acid mixture, and then we do that twice, and then we use trisodium phosphate, otherwise known as TSP, which will take any, the muriatic acid will etch the concrete, the TSP will then remove any oil, suntan lotions, anything of that nature off the concrete.
Okay.
Is that the pool or is that a...
That's the
marsh right there.
That's a marsh.
Holy cow.
Don't take it.
It needs a duck blind.
The texture actually makes the green look.
Yeah, it does.
It's a
What are some, like a Van Gogh?
That was the week after y'all's when it turned so green.
Oh my goodness.
That's why I couldn't keep y'all's. I didn't tell you, I don't think I ever told you that. What happened with that was that that week, my pool testing strip went off.
That's right.
The pool testing strips I had were off. And so it was telling me what was good. Hey, flip! There was no.
The litmus stuff and everything would tell you that.
It had gotten out. You, sometimes you just get bad strips, yeah. And the strips were telling me to add a certain chemical, and it wasn't reading it right. And the more I added, the greener it got. Until like Wednesday, I was just like, okay, this is crazy. Uh-huh. It was as green as these.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So what are some of the new stuff that you think we could do to bring more kids in? We're trying to be more effective.
I'm going to say kayaking.
Doing Sarge Lake.
Mm-hmm. We're the only Christian camp on a water feature that we do no water activities other than swimming. Yeah, I think we can buy kayaks. I think we get 2-man kayaks, 10 of them, for about $4,000 to $5,000 equipped with a trailer. I'm thinking about taking that old 16-foot trailer and building an A-frame on it, sticking those kayaks on there and driving those kids down the lake in a bus, kayaking for 2 hours.
In the bus?
In the bus, in the kayaks.
Okay.
And then, but driving down there in the bus. And then I'm also thinking about, I'd love to have a zip line, but air rifles would be a great attraction, I think.
What about potato?
Teach your kids how to shoot.
I'd be all about some potato guns.
Understood.
Paint guns, whatever we can get.
I think we need to set up a paintball course.
What about an archery tag course?
That'd be fun.
We did that this past weekend.
Archery tag.
Yeah, you have big old big marshmallows on the end of arrows. Oh, and you wear like a face mask.
They're awesome.
On the end of arrows?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like a bow and arrow. Like you take a bow and arrow and you pull it back. But it's not like, it doesn't have like
an archery tag. Like that's playing for keeps.
It's like a 20-pound pull.
Yeah, when it hits you, it goes like that.
Yeah.
Hung your games over here?
Yeah. I actually thought I was Katniss Everdeen. I was like,
just let me volunteer the kids for that.
Okay, I'm going to go.